Hello, everyone. We're getting started. I have to project because this room's full and that rocks. Anyway, ready? All right. Welcome to the first ever Swift Dev Room. Yay! And welcome to the Swift ecosystem.
So I'm Steven. I'm part of the Dev Room organizers together with Paris.
And I'm Paris. I'll be your MC for today. And we are so excited to have everybody in this room for the first time for this inaugural occasion for Swift. This room would not be possible today without the diverse set of volunteers that we had from the community who helped us with various backgrounds that they have select talks and plan for this amazing day of operations. Please give them a high five when you see them. We were so impressed by the number of talks that were submitted this year. So next year, let's get a full track. Before I get into the Swift ecosystem bits, a quick recap of some housekeeping items for how this dev room is going to work today. And obviously, this is most applicable to the folks in person, not necessarily our live stream. Hey, live stream. And as we go along our day-to-day, I'll probably repeat this a couple of times. So first things first, we do have a code of conduct. If you need anything in that regard, please reach out to conduct@fosdem.org or see someone with a FOSDEM staff shirt. Please be kind and considerate to each other. That's all we ask. Second, meet the speaker in the hallway after their talk if they if you have questions. Please don't interrupt the speaker during their talk and try to reserve all comments and questions till the end. We need to transition speakers pretty quickly, and we also need to ensure that the live stream has a good experience too. So we are going to try to ask you to step into the hallway if you'd like to speak to a speaker afterwards. Obviously, if we do have time and the speaker would like to take questions, we will do our best to try to get some live questions going. We also have some hats and shirts in front, as well as some really great Belgian chocolate. So during speaker transitions, I will do some clown acts up here, ask you all some questions, and win cool prizes. So that'll be really fun until later this evening. All right, now onto the show. All right, so today I'm thrilled to share some incredible achievements from the Swift community in my style of a live listicle. Who doesn't love a listicle? And we're going to showcase some of our multi-platform efforts to make Swift a great choice for a general purpose programming language. All of the content that you're going to hear today is a testament to this and the amazing work that the community has driven. And all of the work that the speakers themselves have put into it. I wish I had time to honestly delve into all of the things that have happened within the last year with Swift, but I don't. So instead, I'm going to pick my top six. So let's begin by reviewing those and also the open doors that we have for you to join this amazing, thriving ecosystem. So guess what? There's a new home for Swift. Last summer, the community celebrated Swift's introduction to the world 10 years ago and brought together repositories from many different sources like the Apple GitHub org as well as the Swift server GitHub org. There's more work to do this year around governance and operations, so definitely watch this space. So next, our second home, swift.org, is getting a makeover. As the community has progressed through engineering milestones needed for cross-platform support and developer experience, contributors have added new pages and facelifts to existing ones to reflect this work. The project wants to make it easier for everyone to use whatever they need for their stack and their experience. For the install page, there's added support for 5 Linux distros, and we've made the Windows process clearer. Each release has a Docker image, tarball, and some other option like a static Linux SDK, as shown in the Debian example on the slide. Access to Swift will continue to be a focus area for the project go forward, as well as tooling. For tooling at swift.org/tools, it's a new page to capture many editors that you can use, such as the VS Code instructions and support, Emacs and NeoVim, which definitely helps us curb the debate on which one's better. So why not both, right? The team has greatly improved support for SourceKit LSP as well. So if your editor can plug into to the LSP, that's great. And the development and the website improvements are a crucial step in creating a desired experience for a general purpose language. Please feel free to file an issue or a PR or raise a PR against the SwiftLang GitHub org for the website and make these pages even better and add things that are worthwhile for you and your stack. And breaking news today, literally today, Apple is open sourcing the build system for Xcode. And yeah. And contributing it to the SwiftLang GitHub organization. So take a cruise over to github.com/SwiftLang/Swift-build and check it out. This is a huge step forward for the Swift Package Manager story. By open sourcing this part of Xcode, the entire community can help the immediate improvements in the Swift Package Manager experience and set a new standard for this thriving ecosystem. A powerful, full-featured build system is crucial in any project's cross-platform success. And we're thrilled to see this as a sign of momentum behind this movement. Check out the blog on swift.org for much more details than what I have time for today. And also, please reach out if you have any feedback, issues, or questions. Who are the people driving work? There are several work groups and steering groups in the projects and their contributors. Two groups that have greatly helped the cross-platform story are the Swift Server Work Group, as well as one of our newest groups, the Platform Steering Group, fondly abbreviated as PSG. Their mission is to ensure that Swift has a great cross-platform story while proactively pushing for improvements and gaps of platform support and also supporting the ones that we already have. Right now, the PSG is busy crafting a set of vision documents that will outline platform support levels, ABI stability, debugging, and more. They're also tackling some tricky technical issues like finding metadata on ELF platforms, figuring out the future of Swift support in WASM, and making remote debug support for the next Android reality. If you have a technical issue that might affect Swift's cross-platform support or any other suggestions, the PSG absolutely wants to hear from you. You can reach out to them at the Swift forums. We'll talk about that later. And the handle that's on the screen. You'll also hear about the newly formed ecosystem steering group. So let's work together to make Swift better for everyone. So in some of the samples initiatives that I've just mentioned above, I said get in touch, reach out, post on the forum. So how do you do that? How do you contribute? How do you participate in this great community? Sorry. The first step is typically the forums. That's forums.swift.org. How many people here are on the forums? Nice. All right. If you're just trying out Swift and you want answers to your setup, building a service with Swift, contributing a feature, giving feedback about a language proposal, or the newly released Swift 6, or more, the convo starts here. With the initiatives I mentioned earlier, you'll find the categories in development, community showcase, evolution, and more. And then there's obviously the traditional method of raise a PR or an issue. And of course, help us grow this ecosystem by building clients, libraries, and more that need it, and or ask us to see what we can do as well. So, Eric, you're up.
Thank you.